California State Supreme Court ruled yesterday that a Catholic charitable organization must provide its employees with medical insurance that also includes prescription contraceptives. The court rejected arguments that the group was obliged to abide by the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, which opposes artificial birth control. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Under a 1999 California law, employers that offer health insurance plans that cover prescription drugs must also provide prescription contraceptives. The law, called the Women's Contraceptive Equity Act, was intended to eliminate gender discrimination in health care benefits. Catholic Charities of Sacramento claim to be exempt from that law. The group is part of a statewide network that provides basic services to the poor, elderly, needy, including immigrants and the disabled. Catholic Charities of Sacramento does not provide health insurance for contraceptives because, in keeping with the views of the Roman Catholic Church, it considers contraception to be a sin, and its lawyers argued that it shouldn't have to pay for something it morally opposes. But in a 6-1 decision, the state Supreme Court ruled that this church-affiliated group did not qualify for an exemption as a religious employer because it performs charitable work without directly advancing Catholic teaching and because it employs non-Catholics. Ned Dolefy is executive director of the California Catholic Conference, which represents Catholic charities.
We're disappointed that the court chose to indicate their support for the position of the state, that the state would be able to step in and define who is and who isn't Catholic. We think it's a matter of history, common sense, and common practice that Catholic Charities is a ministry of the Catholic Church, and so we are disappointed and take exception to this particular ruling.
Dolefy says the court was trampling on the religious rights of the Catholic Church and Catholic Charities, a view echoed by Joseph Giganti, spokesman for the Virginia-based American Life League, a predominantly Catholic group against abortion.
This is a violation of the church's ability to have the free exercise of religion and of Catholics within the state to enjoy that free exercise of religion.
But such claims of religious freedom don't apply under this circumstance, says Ted Muscat, the deputy attorney general who argued the state's case before the state high court.
The bottom line is the plaintiff was not the Catholic Church. It was this non-profit public benefit corporation that was independently operated and is not incorporated as a nonprofit religious organization under the Internal Revenue Code. So if we were talking about the Catholic Church would be covered by the religious employer exemption, and it would not have to provide this type of benefit coverage to its employees.
And Catholic Charities is different because it operates in the secular world, says Margaret Crosby of the ACLU, one of the groups who filed legal briefs supporting the state.
Catholic Charities receives more than half of its funds from the government. In that context, the workers at Catholic Charities are entitled to the protection of California's labor laws.
The court's ruling will have a direct impact on the 183 employees of Sacramento Catholic Charities. It might also impact thousands of workers at Catholic hospitals and other church-affiliated institutions around California. But it's too soon to say how many organizations would stake a claim to being a religious employer under the terms of the law. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.